Hey guys, welcome back. So this month, February, is going to be trauma-informed month. And so we'll be going over different topics with Miss T, our school psychologist, with Andrew, our school counselor, and getting their feedback as well on trauma-informed in the classroom, in the school setting. Because is trauma-informed care really evidence-based? Should we truly have that or implement it in the classroom? So according to ACEs2High.com, nearly 35 million children have experienced one or more types of childhood trauma. So trauma is not going away, and we need to talk about it. And this is what we're going to do this month on the podcast, Trauma Informed Month. But before we get started, I want to remind you to leave a review on Apple Podcast, 5-star rating. I would so appreciate it. And also, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. The link will be in the show notes. Thanks so much. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So definitely knowing that some of the students that we've worked with have had trauma or were still going through trauma has definitely been helpful in getting the right strategies in place, in getting the right interventions in place, in getting the right mental health services in place. And so I know, you know, school is not a therapeutic setting, you know, it's an educational setting. But as we are learning more and more, trauma with our students has infiltrated our schools because there's so much going on. So much sometimes that we don't know, and then so much that we do find out. And so originally, what I found out was that trauma-informed care was first created for healthcare services. So to really, of course, get those people that are in, that have had traumatic events happen in the healthcare and get them in the healthcare system so that they get the support there. But now, of course, because it just has become more, I think more just widely known, that schools, police officers, and other first responders are now implementing trauma-informed care in their practices as well, and the way that they approach people. And so knowing, like, you guys are educators, like you're not there to be their therapist. I get it. You're not there to be their mom. You're not there, you know, to clean up after them. We know all that, but we also know the truth is sometimes you are. Sometimes you are, of course, cleaning up after them. Sometimes you are acting as their mom. And sometimes you are just listening like a therapist would. And yes, you guys have 5 million hats that you are wearing. And I don't want to say this to like burden you even more. Becoming trauma-informed, I believe, is just becoming more aware of how trauma has influenced and impact your students. And what can you do about it? Because you're with them 8 hours a day. You know, when school is in session, you're with them 8 hours a day. So how can you influence them? And so really trauma-informed is meant to reduce stress, anxiety, and from re-traumatizing a student again. Like I think of some of our students who have had verbally abusive or physically abusive parents. And so when they get in a classroom and their teacher has kind of lost it, and now they're screaming and yelling at students in the class, like that student is on heightened aware. And sometimes they have requested, like, can we leave? And of course, we're able to support that and be able to take them out of the classroom. And so again, that just brings about awareness on how you influence and your behavior influences your students' behavior sometimes. Because obviously we don't want to re-traumatize your students. And granted, you may not always know which student has had that verbal abuse or emotional abuse in their background. So I know this is tough. I know this is tough, guys. But hang in there, because you may be the only caring adult in that student's life. And honestly, just showing up and being caring and just listening, affirming that student will make such a huge, huge difference for them. So like I said, it's bringing awareness to educators when you are trauma-informed. And ultimately, you want to have your students feel safe when they are with you. Safe from any other trauma that's happening outside in their world once they leave that building. So when they come into your classroom, they know that they are safe and that they can concentrate on learning as best as possible. And then as you get to know your students and you may find out who has had trauma or maybe going through something, you can help get the accommodations or the interventions that they need to help them succeed, to help them focus on their learning and engage as much as possible. Because honestly, it's, I believe, a miracle sometimes. My crazy dog's in the background. I believe sometimes it's a miracle that these students are actually functioning and doing their work in your classroom. Because like I said, when you find out sometimes their background, or this is a foster student and they're in their like fifth home and they only brought a trash bag full of stuff, or other kids, like they don't even know what they're going to eat tonight. They're living in their car. All of these things, and yet they show up to your class and they have a smile on their face because they know that they're going to get a smile back from you. They know that you are going to acknowledge them, that you're going to validate who they are, and you're going to encourage and motivate them to do even better, to give them hope. Because this is what we're about. This is what trauma-informed care, for me, I believe, is offering hope to these students. Because the more you know, the more that you can act and be there and be that positive influence in their life. So trauma-informed care is meant to reduce stress, anxiety, and to not re-traumatize your student again. It's bringing awareness to you as educators that their students' behaviors could be the result of a traumatic event or traumatic events that are still ongoing. And I say that because divorce is one of, I believe, one of the traumatizing events That could be ongoing for a long time. Like, I'm sure you know of people, like, it's been years that a divorce is going on. And this student is back and forth and back and forth and here and there. And sometimes students have had to go to court, you know, for their parents' divorce. All of these things. And it's just an ongoing battle. So when they finally come to your room and they will sometimes fall asleep, it's because they can't sleep at their own house. Because they're too much on, fight, flight, or freeze. Like, they're in survival mode. But when they can finally come and relax, sometimes they do fall asleep. And we've had students do that. And sometimes we are called to take that student out. And depending on what's going on, like, we'll let them sleep for an hour. Because we know in the long run, after an hour, they're going to be up, having a snack, and ready to get back to work. That's really all they needed. Because they feel safe with you, with your school, to be able to do that. So again, as you get to know your students, then you can also, again, have those, make those accommodations for them. Get those interventions that they need. Hopefully get those mental health services, because sometimes they're not able to get those mental health services outside of school. Even though we know some of them could use it probably every day to get those mental health services. So we just want to do what we can while your students are in the school. We want to do what we can. And this is trauma-informed cares, because you know that these students are struggling and suffering and hurting while they're with you. You want to do what you can to help them succeed. And maybe, like I said, it's just getting a meal. Maybe it's taking a break and sometimes taking a nap. Maybe it's just giving them that positive reward at the end of the day because they turned in one assignment. Even though your other students turned in 10, that student was able to finish one and get it done. We need to celebrate those small steps, those small victories for them. Yes, we are still holding them to those expectations, and we will work on it. Like I said, sometimes they're just going to take a little bit longer at first to get to those expectations, but still holding them to those as much as possible. Guys, I could really talk all day about trauma-informed care because your students need you, and you know they're suffering, you know they're hurting. You are not there to be their therapist. I get it. But you're there to listen, to be human, to be empathetic, to show that example to the rest of your students as well. So we have so much to learn, so much to go over for trauma-informed care. And that's what we are going to do this month of February 2024. So I hope you will stay tuned. And I want to leave you with this quote from Maseer Keels with Youth Dynamics. And it is, "Behavior is the language of trauma. Children will show you before they tell you that they are in distress." So please be aware. Be proactive when you see your students suffering. When you see their behaviors spike up, there's a reason for that. Let's get them as much help as we can while they're with us in the school setting. Because we know, like, obviously you can't control what happens once they leave the school. But you can do what you can while they are with you in your class. So thank you. Thank you so much for what you do, for showing up and being empathetic for your students and being that other caring adult or only caring adult in your students' lives. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.